Can you tell me what day it is?
Monday. Thank God.
Today is the day.
Shop from the comfort of your own home.
Online.
Online.
It is Cyber Monday today.
Black Friday ends. Check out Cyber Monday.
One of the biggest online shopping days of the year.
Wait, I thought we were buying online.
Look online. Everything's online.
Women be shopping.
I'm buying some really dumb stuff online.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Let's start the show.
WQKX.
You can shop with one hand and listen to the radio with the other hand. We can do this. Happy Cyber Monday. It's Morgan in the Morning right now.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Here we go. Weekend in review. It was a long weekend. We do this every Monday morning. At about this time, we talk about our weekends. First, I want to introduce a friend of mine, Sam Haddon, who's actually here on the show today. By 7 a.m., I want you to do this whole gig.
I'll work on it. It's great to be here, Tom.
Thanks for coming in. You're a senior at Temple, right?
Correct, yes.
And you're doing that broadcasting thing in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir. 8 to 9, Thursday nights on WHIP Radio. You can listen to us on iHeart. I'm here to learn from the best. Hopefully I can take a few things back.
You know, I've known you since the day you were born.
Well,
So imagine how old I am, okay?
We won't discuss that.
We'll discuss that off air.
Yeah.
But we call this Weekend in Review, where we talk about what we did this weekend. It was a long holiday weekend. Did you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday. How was yours?
Mine was great, too. Got to see some family, and I did not overeat. I don't do that anymore. But a guy like you, a big, tall, skinny guy like you, you probably ate a good 20-pound turkey yourself, right?
Yeah, these are my years to overeat. I'm just doing this until my metabolism tells me I can't.
That's a great point, because that's what happened to me. 40 years old, my metabolism started slowing down. 50, it started warning me, and at 60, it said, dude, you're getting fat. So, you know, so that's what we do. But if you overeat, you have time to get back on track and get back into the exercise. And if you shopped on Friday, I saw a lot of you at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. That's a crazy scene. I don't like doing that. So I waited till Saturday and I did local business shopping, where you're supposed to support small businesses in the community. I did a lot of that on Saturday.
I try not to. Cyber Monday is more my thing, but I always like to support the local businesses. I mean, it's our local economy. We have to, you know,
exactly.
It's what our community is based on. These small towns, you got to support them.
Yep, I love the mom-and-pop shops, absolutely. So you will be shopping today, Cyber Monday?
Oh, I will be. This is when I get most of my Christmas shopping done. So anyone who has any Hanukkah shopping, Christmas shopping, I know Hanukkah started last night. Mm-hmm. Today's the day to do it. Hopefully Amazon can get you your stuff real quick.
I'll be doing a little bit of that myself. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. It's back to the grind.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night Fallon is with us. Also Seth, Jimmy Fallon, talking about the House of Gucci.
House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga and Adam Driver, finally hit theaters. Yep. Tickets to House of Gucci are $18, but if you go to Times Square, you can find a knockoff for
$10. WQKX. 94KX.
Cyber Monday. So good for me. Cyber Monday. All of the deals are online to see.
I'm digging Cyber Monday, okay? When it was new, I was like, no, I'm still going to go to the store, right? But this has caught on to the point where you can shop any day you want. So do we really need Cyber Monday? I don't know. Sam, you said you shop online all the time, right?
I love to shop online, but just as you said, you can't let the people that you're getting the gifts from know where you're ordering from,
yeah.
So you got to get to those before they do.
See, we were discussing it. If both people that live in your house cyber shop and one of them isn't home, when the packages show up, I don't know. There was a ring on the doorbell the other day. I answered the door. It was a very large package from one of my favorite men's clothing stores, and I didn't order it.
Hey, you got to act surprised. I mean, it's the thought that counts. Obviously, she knows where you want to shop, so, hey, as long as you get a good gift.
How about paying and all that stuff? I got my own PayPal, so now I think I'm a hotshot. Is there anything new that I need to know? Are you doing something even better than PayPal now?
Yeah, a lot of us young kids, we like to use Venmo. I mean, anybody that can take it, it's a cashless society we're moving towards. So, you know, PayPal's great, Venmo's great, Cash App's great. You did mention Rakuten. I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, see, I don't know what that's about, but you get money back. So,
who doesn't like that?
Yeah, exactly. So if you order something and it's 20% off, you feel pretty good. And if you go through that Rakuten thing, then you get an additional, maybe it's only $5, maybe it's $10, but money's money, right?
Yeah, I mean, any money you can save, you know, I don't think anybody's going to turn that down, you know.
No.
Get some extra money this holiday season, maybe take it to Salvation Army, do something good with it, you know? You can always get some good money back. And
great idea. What's your favorite spot to go shopping? What's your favorite? Do you still call them websites anymore? I don't even know. I mean,
I'll tell you what. There's, in person, I think I go to Target thinking I need one thing, and I come out with a couple bags. So I try not to go to Target. That's not a knock on Target. They've got a lot of great things. But
yeah, they do.
You find some things you didn't know you needed there. I like to go online. I like Patagonia. Okay. Vineyard Vines, some of the nicer things. I don't buy a lot of it because it's expensive, but yeah. You know, when I want to dress up, I like to treat myself.
There you go. Well, you look good today.
Thank you.
Sam Haddon is with us this morning before he heads back to school at Temple. So you're telling me Venmo is the way to go? I should look into that for...
Oh, Venmo is the way to go for sure. Especially if you don't want to carry cash on you, you know, you're in a rough neighborhood, they can't rob you through Venmo.
A rough neighborhood. Sounds like it might be Philly.
Yes. Yeah,
up
yeah.
Next with Morgan in the Morning.
Allie's in for Mark. She's got the news. You like to pull pranks, don't you, Sam?
I love to pull pranks. Who doesn't?
Just on your brothers and sisters or on your buddies at college?
Anyone who I can get. The more the merrier.
How about when someone pranks a radio station? Viral comedy on the way.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Oh, you know, Sam, could you take a prank? I mean, if you're pretty good at doling them out, if somebody punks you, do you kind of laugh? Or
you have to be a good sport about it. You can't dish it out if you can't take it. Don't throw rocks if you live in a glass home. You got to have a good sense of humor these days.
Absolutely with you. I've always been able to laugh at myself as well as, pull the prank. A guy calls a radio station, WSMN, and the show is called Life with Liz. And all he does is mention punk and hard rock band names. And she has no idea what he's talking about.
Enough of that fugazi. A lot of these people, they just got bad brains and they're misfits who wave black flag. They're practically anti-flag. You know, I think we need to converge and help the youth of today. Every time you blink, 182 kids, they go missing. We need to rise against or, you know, they're going to have to deal with the fallout, boy. Yeah. I'll let you guys go. I'm going to head out. I'm going to go catch some real big fish. I hope you guys...
Are you going to eat that really big fish for your Thanksgiving meal?
Well, not if it tastes rancid.
Get the rancid in. Yeah, very good.
Enjoy your day.
Newfound glory to you guys.
See you, Thank you. Bye-bye.
She never saw it coming. That is the ultimate punk. Right there.
I don't know how you can be in radio and not catch that.
Because she's a talk show host, she doesn't know music. We could do this to Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Hey, don't get any ideas, but if you want to, I won't say no.
Let's do that on news radio later. The second one is a viral comedy music clip where you get an idea what the theme from the show Friends would sound like if it were sung by Billie Eilish.
Life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's DOA.
Not bad, huh?
No, and she's gonna be hosting SNL December 11th. So, hey, maybe we'll hear this.
Maybe. And speaking of the show Friends, we're gonna make a Ross sandwich later on this morning, so stay with us.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Sam, how does that sound? Does that sound like a cool name for a show?
That sounds like something I'd want to wake up to every day.
There you go. Sam Haddon is with us this morning, a senior at Temple and native of Sealands Grove, hanging out on Thanksgiving. You and the fam all together. Do you watch the Macy's Parade?
I can't think of a year I've ever missed it. It's
really?
A tradition, yeah. That Macy's Parade and football, the two of the best things to watch on Thanksgiving.
That is so refreshing because I think sometimes in today's day and age of internet television, like maybe the younger generation would just want to watch something on Netflix. No way. You got to watch the parade.
It's tradition. Whether or not you like it, you got to get some family together, watch it. It brings people together. What can I say?
Yeah. So I got to ask you another question, Sam. You're about 20, 21, 22 years old, whatever. Did you watch Blue's Clues when you were a kid?
Yeah, I used to love it.
Did you like that part of the Macy's Parade where all three guys are on the same float singing?
Yeah, I haven't been hit that hard with nostalgia in a while. And being this young, it doesn't happen a lot, so.
Yeah. Feels like just yesterday, Blue first asked us to play, striped shirt.
The striped shirts were cool.
Yeah.
Did you own a shirt like Steve when you were a kid?
I didn't. I can't say I have, but, you know, maybe one day. Maybe I'll grow into it.
Very refreshing that you did watch NBC or CBS, or doesn't it matter to you?
I love Al Roker. He has a really comforting voice to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, very good.
I like listening to him.
That's the channel I checked it out as well. Macy's Parade. It's a staple every single year.
Don't go away.
My name is Tom Morgan. His name is Sam Haddon, and he's hanging out all morning long, right?
Hey, I have nowhere else to be.
Okay, then stick around.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's some good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
So an Army soldier surprises her family on Thanksgiving after being stationed in Kuwait for 2 years. No one knew she was coming. That moment is always magical. That's Shanice Smith.
Oh my God.
That's the reaction when her mom saw her for the first time in 2 years. Hey, you're driving down the road and you get pulled over by a cop, but he doesn't give you a ticket. He gives you a free turkey. That's kind of funny.
I think in the past few years, police officers in general have gotten a pretty bad rap, and they have a tough job, and I think it's important to get recognized for putting it out there every day.
One lady with this infectious laugh just started laughing, but the tears just were coming down, and then this other gentleman just put his head down, and the tears just, I don't think they could afford the turkey, so it worked out really good.
I think it's a nice gesture. I was totally surprised.
Yeah, I'd be surprised too, because I usually don't get lunch meat. And how about that restaurant manager who knew a customer needed help, so she was there for
her? I do anything and everything to help out anybody. And if I'm able to help somebody, then I will. And that's what I did. And I said, the least I could do is at least to see if I'm a match.
It's a forever bond.
It's a pretty cool thing. Customer service at its finest.
That pretty cool thing was donating a kidney to a regular customer at Bill Miller's Barbecue in Texas. Wow. That's more than just good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we're working our way toward birthday buddies, and we've got a late night soundbite. Jimmy Fallon is talking about the dude on General Hospital. Do you watch soap opera, Sam?
I can't say I do, but no. Maybe after this I'll start.
There was a cast member fired from General Hospital for not getting vaccinated. Fallon's got his thoughts coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Get this, actor Steve Burton was fired from the soap opera General Hospital because he refused to get vaccinated. They kept showing him evidence the vaccine was safe, but he had amnesia. When he found out he was fired, Burton went up to the producer, threw a drink in his face, slapped him, and yelled, "I'll always love you," then stormed out.
94KX.
Birthday buddies on the way. Jonathan Knight of the New Kids on the Block, 53 years old today. You can't call yourself a new kid.
I was going to say that they have to be new middle-aged men on the block now.
Okay. Do you agree, Sam? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
New middle-aged men
in the development.
It's an excellent idea.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Lynn Hall is back.
I am.
First of all, thanks for coming back.
You're off quarantine.
You're back and you're
home. Oh, I can't stand being at home. Thank you.
We've got Sam Haddon with us today.
Yes.
He's going to know this one, and I guarantee you won't. Happy birthday, Russell Wilson. He's 33.
I know who Russell Wilson is.
Who?
He's a football player.
Oh, well, that's actually more than I thought.
He's a quarterback.
Very good, Lynn Hall.
Doesn't he play for who? Seahawks?
They play tonight, yep.
Oh.
So, he gets a birthday game.
He gets a birthday game.
Yeah. He gets a birthday loss tonight, right,
Hopefully.
Sounds good. Lucas Black from NCIS is 39 years old. We mentioned the new man on the block. And one of my favorite broadcasters of all time, Vin Scully, is 94 years
old.
That
is incredible.
Wow.
I bet his voice, though, is still as great as always.
That character voice.
He's got a great voice. Yeah.
Farmer John Sausages. I mean, everybody does a Vin Scully, you know?
Everybody has their own imitation.
Drive. Sam, do you do a Vin Scully?
I wish. I won't even try. That's greatness. I won't disrespect greatness.
That's right. That's the music for the local celebs we call...
Birthday buddies.
Yes, indeed. Happy birthday to Alice Schaefer. She's from Liverpool. She's 74.
And April Campbell from Sunbury, 39 today.
Ashley Walter is 21. on. Drinks up, Ashley.
Brenda Fetter from Bloomsburg is 52.
Brian Keister from Middleburg is 41 today.
Kathy Pinkerton from Cole Township. I love the name Pinkerton.
Okay.
She's 59 today.
Did you ever think of changing your radio name to
Lynn Pinkerton? Long. It's too long and involved. It's a good name for her, though.
Crystal Rao is 51 today. Happy birthday.
Christy Krieger from Sunbury, 53 today.
Dave Fry, 57.
Dave Kibble from Sunbury, 59 today.
David Skinner from Mount Pleasant Mills. Lordy, lordy, David is 40.
Let's see, Justine Auburn from Mount Carmel is 55. Happy birthday, Justine.
Kelly Lytle, Middleburg, 48 today.
Kevin Hoffman, 66.
Melissa Venklosky from Shikshinny, 47.
Mia Pfeiffer is 20 today.
Happy birthday to Michael Wilt. He's 65.
Michelle McBride from Lock Haven, 56 today. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Michelle Houts from Middleburg, 54.
Nanette Cooper. There's another name I like, Nanette. From Northumberland, 46 today.
Nanette Hall.
No, stop that.
Why am I trying to change her name?
Yes, stop that.
Thomas Moll from Dalmatia, he's 47 today.
And William Heller from Sunbury, 44.
There you go. Nobody on Facebook Messenger this morning. No one on the Ford Fun Line, but those are ways you can reach us. Email as well as the text club.
Text club, snail mail, whatever.
We're always here for you.
There are many, like I say, many ways to get in touch with us.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, we've got the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather. Movie Mike will be in with his entertainment report, and Sam's hanging around all morning.
Nice.
We're chock full of goodness today.
We are today. It's a wonderful Monday here, Morgan in the Morning.
Sam Haddon sitting in this morning as well. You having a good time so far, man?
I'm having a great time, and with who just walked in, I think it's going to get a whole lot better.
Yeah, you guys, you're talking about movies and everything. Movie Mike just told us, friends, that he saw 7 movies this weekend. I think I see 7 movies a year, if that. Are you a big movie guy?
I am, but 7 movies, you know, that would be a record weekend for me. It's not routine.
Yeah, that's Mike's job. Movie Mike with the Monday Entertainment Report next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy Cyber Monday, happy Leftover Monday, whatever you want to call it. It's Morgan in the Morning. Hey, Mike, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Had a very nice Thanksgiving. Spent a lot of it sitting on my couch in my home theater watching movies and playing with my kids and spending time with my wife. So,
do you have a leftover refrigerator in your movie studio so you could just reach over and grab a turkey sandwich?
I have a refrigerator in there, yeah.
Do you really?
I do.
Sam, you ate all your food instantly.
Oh, yeah. It was a bad day to be a turkey. It didn't last long.
It didn't last long between you and your brother and your dad. And wow. So leftovers, Mike, you got some?
There's still a few left, yes. Okay. There's a little bit of turkey, a little bit of mac and cheese.
Coming up later on in the show, Sam Tyler will be in. We're going to make a Ross Witch, whatever that episode of Friends. That episode of Friends where Ross made this giant sandwich with everything in it.
Yes.
We're going to do that because according to the USDA, today is technically your last day for leftovers. If you still have them, you're playing with fire, says the USDA. More people get ill on day 5 of leftovers. So today is day 4. Try to finish them up. So we'll make the Ross Witch later. And,
sounds good.
I can't wait. How about you, Sam?
The moist maker, yeah.
Yeah, the moist maker. That was it. So we're going to make it and see what happens. But your guys are little. They're not the size of Sam over here.
Right.
This guy's a skyscraper. His brother's like just as tall. So
my 13-year-old's going to be tall.
Okay.
He's already as tall as I am, and he's still growing.
Did he eat a lot on Thanksgiving?
He literally ate almost the whole turkey to himself. I looked at his plate, and he went back for seconds. I'm like, did you leave any for anybody else? He was very enjoying it very much.
Sam, did you coach him up?
It doesn't sound like I have to. Some people just have it.
I thought you coached him up. He's like the Haddon boys. So the McGranahan boys ate a lot. How about the little guy?
No, he didn't eat too much.
No.
He likes to play with his food more than eat it.
And paint the walls with it.
And throw
it on the floor.
Yes.
That kind of stuff. But overall, good Thanksgiving, huh?
Absolutely. Very nice and relaxing. Hope yours was, too.
Yeah, mine was. Definitely. Hey, if you're driving to work today, Mom, just a tip. The USDA says today is the last day for those leftovers.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is up with the Entertainment Report.
Here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Dave Chappelle has reached the yelling at kids phase of his public breakdown. Last Tuesday, he made a surprise appearance at his alma mater, DC's Duke Ellington School of the Arts. That was the day the school was supposed to officially rename their theater after Chappelle, but they postponed the honor due to concerns over comments he made about transgender women in his Netflix special. So Dave decided to show up and give people at the school a chance to voice their concerns to him directly. Almost 600 students showed up. How did it go down? Well, several of those kids did challenge Dave, and there are reports that he was often rude and dismissive, sometimes cutting the kids off or responding to their concerns with jokes. In response to one student, he said, quote, "I am better than every instrumentalist artist, no matter what art you do in this school right now. I'm better than all of you." But Chappelle did get serious about the issue of kids at school getting death threats from his supporters, saying, quote, "They don't deserve that."
Oh, good. Good yes. For you, Dave.
Quite a guy there. And in political news, sorry, Texas, Matthew McConaughey will not be your next governor.
Listen, over the past 2 years, I've been working on the answer to the question of how I can be most useful in this life going forward. It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
Okay, good. See ya.
Yeah, he went on for like another 2.5 minutes to basically say, I'm not running.
He wants to give money to people who are pursuing the American dream, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right. Yeah. So Matthew McConaughey, his political career pretty much over right now.
And I haven't gotten any money from him. Sam, did you get a check from Matthew?
If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah. So if he is indeed doing that, I haven't seen any money. So anyway.
I haven't either.
No politics for Matthew.
No politics for him.
All right.
And looking at the box office, these are 5-day totals for the big long holiday weekend. Disney's Encanto was number one with $40.3 million. Ghostbusters Afterlife came in second with $25 million. House of Gucci opened in third place with $21.8 million over the 5-day. Eternals was fourth with $11 million. And Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City came in fifth with $8.6 million. I saw that movie, and not only were there no raccoons in it, there was not a city full of raccoons.
So why?
So what is the deal with this movie?
You saw so many movies this holiday weekend. Any hint on which one you'll review on Friday?
Not sure what I'm going to review on Friday yet, but I did get to see a movie coming out soon called Being the Ricardos with Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball and Javier Bardem as Desi Arnaz Jr. That's a really good movie. That's coming your way soon, so we'll talk about that more in the future.
All right, you'll be coming our way next this Friday, right?
This Friday, yep.
All right, have a good week, Mike.
You too.
Thanks.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got the news, of course, the sports and the AccuWeather. Next hour, we're going to make, what was that, Sam? The Moist Witch?
The Moist Maker.
The Moist Maker!
You're not going to want to miss it.
No, it's coming up.
Someone at work ate my sandwich.
Well, what did the police say?
My Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
And that sandwich is called, Sam?
The Moist Maker.
The Moist Maker. And Sam Tyler came up with this idea that we could make our own Moist Maker on this show because today is technically the last day you should be eating leftovers. Mm-hmm. Sam, you got a lot of Tupperware over there. Is that what we're going to do?
Yes.
How many ingredients? My goodness. You got
There's
your turkey.
There's a lot. There's 3 slices of bread. That's the most important part.
And the middle slice is really what captures the moistness, right?
That's what makes the moist. I mean,
that is the moist maker.
Yeah.
Stand by. This is something you're not going to want to miss.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Morgan in the Morning. Morgan, Sam, and...
Sam.
Twice as nice.
Just like that sandwich, you could never have too many Sams.
Right. Wow.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It is the last day, according to the FDA, for leftovers. Therefore, we're all going to make the Moist Maker that made Ross so crazy on Friends.
Apparently, people now call you mental.
Yeah.
We want you to speak to a psychiatrist.
Oh, no. You don't understand. Ugh, this is so silly. This is all just because of a sandwich.
Sam and Sam, is this sandwich going to make us crazy?
I hope not.
We'll see.
Sam Haddon is with us this morning. Sam Tyler, we know. Sam, you said you actually ate a sandwich like this?
The Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia, yeah. They have it year-round, so you don't have to wait, you know, after Thanksgiving to get it. I try to get it whenever I can. It's a good one. You're not going to be disappointed.
I've never had one.
Me either. And I'm actually kind of scared because I don't like too much moistness.
Well,
I'm a sucker for gravy. though. Yeah. So
are you really?
I really am. Like, okay. I put everything on my plate, and then I'm one of those people that, like, puts, like, 2 spoonfuls of gravy over just the whole thing.
Your gravy boat is actually a boat?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes Ryland, like, cringe because okay. he hates gravy.
Well, see, that's kind of the guy I grew up to be, and now everything is going to be on the same sandwich.
Yep, we're going to try it.
One piece of bread, some turkey, and then what do we put next? The stuffing?
Stuffing.
And then the mashed potatoes.
The moist maker.
Oh, the moist maker, which is the middle piece of bread.
And then the mashed potatoes.
And then the gravy.
And then the cranberry sauce.
And then the cranberry sauce.
And then the third slice of bread.
Where's the gravy in there?
In the middle. It's on
all over the moist bread?
Yeah, you dip the bread in the gravy.
And Moist Maker Mondays, it's a new thing. Get ready for it and try it at home.
I love it.
Well, this is why we're doing kind of a try a Tuesday on a Monday, because the FDA says today should be the last day for your leftovers. So we're going to shoot a video in the 94KX commissary, and we're going
you
to
can
make
call
this,
it that.
Yeah, we're going to make this moist maker. I know Sam Haddon is going to love it, but will Sam Tyler?
I don't know. We'll see.
Or will Tom Morgan? The video's coming your way shortly. Stay with us.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, some late night audio. Matthew McConaughey, but Seth Meyer has his ideas. Also on the way, Tom's top list of the day, Tom's top Cyber Monday stats, and the Moist Maker.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Actor Matthew McConaughey discussed his possible campaign for governor of Texas in a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, which is smart because Texans famously get all their news from The Hollywood Reporter.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on some Cyber Monday facts for Tom's top list today. A new poll found that 1 in 5 people under the age of 45 will do most of their holiday shopping today online. 1 in 11 people over 45 said the same. Ha ha! I'm an old man and I already started my cyber shopping, so what do you think about that? And 91% of us will buy at least some of our gifts online. Sam, you said you're all in, right?
I'm a part of that, yeah.
Yeah, and you're under 45. So there's,
for now.
There's that demo. Online shopping on Black Friday dropped this year. That's online shopping on Black Friday. Most people are waiting for today. That's interesting. 19% of us in a recent poll said it's their favorite shopping day of the year, Cyber Monday. Most people save between $100 and $300. And if you're going out, actually staying in, cyber shopping, good luck. News is next, and we're still working on the moist maker.
It's going to be great. You're not going to want to miss that.
You got that hungry look on your face.
I always do. Never leaves.
News is next. Tell me this has been the best day of your life.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't.
Okay, then. You know what makes it even better today? I smell something good right now.
So do I, and we're about to go dig into that.
It's coming from the 94KX commissary, where we have put together all of our leftovers to make the moist maker. Are you ready, Sam?
I'm ready, and I hope Facebook Live is ready. You can catch us on there.
Here it comes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, we're taking our final shot now. Sam, have you had a good time here? It's been great having you here.
I've had a great time, and I think that people should really appreciate the great radio we have in this small market, because it's not going to be here forever. So
yeah.
The hard work that goes into this, it was great to be a part of it.
Heading so back to school?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going back tomorrow. So
when's the next time you're on the air at Temple University?
Thursday nights, 8 to 9, Ramble On Radio. It's all the classic crook you can get in an hour. It's a real good show. You can hear us on iHeartRadio.
I like
search
the
WIP. WHIP.
HIP?
Yep.
Okay. I like the classic rock Ramble On reference.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad someone appreciates that. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. It's been great having you here. And you know what? We should do this every day. Like, just come up with a random guest host to come in and just hang out with me. I would appreciate it. The more the merrier, I always say. Today's parting shot comes from Ray Romano for you guys who shop with your woman.
My wife changed. She changed my passion to shopping. I'm a shopping.
I know that's a cliche to say that women shop a lot, but we can't take a drive in a car without, pull over. I didn't know they had one here. I'm going in here. Wait here. I'm going in. Wait here. I'll be right out. Read the odometer for a few minutes. I'll be right out. And I'll tell them they spelled Macy's wrong. Man, that's the freaking YMCA.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.